Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, and they're kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1, that's $1, on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means we welcome in Ross Tucker for Tucker's Tape. Ross, off a big whiteout win for the Penn State Nittany Lions. For change, I think you got to actually watch the game live. What's your reaction, not just to the game itself, but the whole atmosphere? Is that something you would have wanted to play at when you were in college?
Oh, Jim, I've been, I think, three whiteouts, and every time I get chills and my eyes fill up. When the team runs out, because that's what I grew up on, obviously. Not the whiteout, but just Penn State football. And it's funny that you say that, because I know a lot of people that were at the game, including, you know, my best friend from growing up. He lives in Charleston, South Carolina now, Jim. And he flew up to take his, I think, six-year-old son to the game. And he told me that his eyes filled up, you know, when Penn State came out. And, you know, I've told the story before, but my first memory in my life, I think, is when I was 5, 1984, going to a Penn State home game. I know for sure I went to a game when I was 6 in 85. I think I went the year before, because I just remember being so into it when they played Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl and so devastated that they lost. That was the first game, Jim, where it was like, Daddy, Mommy, fix this. And they were like, we can't. You know, you get to that age in life where your parents always can fix everything, and then you're watching the sport, you're like, no, that's not how it's supposed to go. Penn State's supposed to win. They're like, sorry, Ross, that's not how sports go. Like, no, Penn State's supposed to win. But in all sincerity, man, you know, it's no secret that I grew up with Penn State season tickets and I wanted to go there. And when I watched the whiteout, man, that is just such a special scene. You know, I have been to every NFL stadium. I've been to a lot of college stadiums, and I've also talked to a lot of players. And really, you don't even need to hear me, because Herb Street has been to every cool college stadium. And Herb Street says it's the best atmosphere there is. It just is. I mean, it's the lights. It's the white. It's the way the stadium is configured. The stadium is a lot more vertical than like the Big House in Ann Arbor, which is much more horizontal, right? Like, you know, it's more spread out. Whereas Penn State just goes straight up, man. I mean, Penn State, they just build on top and it goes straight up. And every guy in the Big Ten I ever talked to said that Penn State feels the biggest, looks the biggest, sounds the loudest. And so it's incredible. And yes, man, I was able to get home by 7 from my Army game. And it was pretty cool for me just to be in our, you know, our TV room with my daughters and my wife and have a beer and just experience the whole thing. It was incredible. Shout out to my wife for staying up with me the whole game, which she never does. That was a miracle. And my daughters hung tough as long as they could, but they were into it and they were jumping up and down and they were doing the We Are. It was just a really special night for everybody, people at the game, for Penn State football, and even for me and my family in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
All right, let's get to the game itself on the field, Ross. as a layperson watching this game, I was really impressed with Mike Yurcich. The, you know, three tight ends, two running backs, quarterback under center, Jahan Dotson throwing a pass, Caden Wallace split out as if he was going to be a wide receiver. What did you see from Yurcich in that play calling? Were you as impressed as I was?
Yes, I was impressed with Yurcich. I have been impressed with Yurcich. In particular, Jim, because, and this is one of the concerns I have about Penn State coming out of this game, they're not running the ball as consistently, as effectively as I would like. In fact, you know, I don't know if you look at it. I guess it depends on your perspective. You could either say it's a great sign that Penn State won, even though they didn't play, you know, quite as well up front on both sides of the ball as I would have liked, or we would have liked. I mean, Auburn ran the ball on them, and they weren't able to run it all that effectively. So that's a bad – you could look at that and say, man, they really need to get better up front, both sides of the ball. I think that's true. The flip side is they won anyway. You know, they were able to win even though they didn't get the better of the action up front.
Well, let's talk about that running game a bit. How much of that is on the offensive line? What doesn't seem to fit is how good the pass blocking was. You had Sean Clifford getting plenty of time to throw the ball, but the running game was not very good.
Well, so here's the thing, right? A couple of different things. Number one, you know, just because you're a good pass blocker doesn't mean you're a good run blocker and vice versa. In fact, Jim, I was a very good run blocker and not a very good pass blocker. So, you know, just because the O-line's good at one thing doesn't mean they'll be good at another thing. Secondly, Auburn was absolutely trying to make Sean Clifford and the passing game beat them. Auburn had a lot of confidence in their corners. Auburn was trying to make them one-dimensional and stop the run, and they did that. And I thought Sean Clifford, that had to be just about his best game as a Penn State Nittany Lion, doesn't it, Jim? And I'll say this about Clifford. I don't think he's a pro. You know, he might be, but he's going to have to really battle. I mean, even McSorley's on a practice squad right now. He's not on a roster. It's tough. It is tough as a quarterback. Most teams only have two. It's very difficult. So I don't know if Clifford's going to be a pro, which is why I am so happy for him. Jim, I am so happy after what happened last year and all of the criticism. And by the way, a lot of it was deserved. He didn't play well last year. I am so happy because by all accounts, he's a terrific young man. He cares a lot. For him to go out there and play that well in that moment, I was thrilled for him.
Also, you pointed out that Auburn was looking to shut down the running game, make Penn State one-dimensional, make Clifford beat him. Obviously, he did 28 for 32. I think we'll sign up for that for any of the games the rest of the way. But is this a case where Mike Yurcich, if you want to throw James Franklin in there also, where they're saying, we have enough weapons that we can take what the defense gives us and we'll beat you that way. You decide how it is. And if you're going to let us throw the ball, we'll beat you that way. If you're going to play back on us, we'll just work our way down the field. We don't have to throw the ball over the top. Is that an indicator of, you know, an offensive coordinator who's flexible enough to look at that?
You know what? Yes, it is. And they did some really creative things that I'm not sure people even right now realize. Like the one throw to Strange down the middle, I don't know that I've heard anybody else talk about the fact they had an unbalanced line. They had, you know, have you heard anybody talk about that, Jim?
Yeah. You mean where Caden Wallace was set out as a wide receiver and Brenton Strange was essentially lined up as a tackle, right?
Yeah, have you heard anybody talk about that?
I saw during the game, they obviously did not. It went and they were going fast at the time. I did see someone put out a great video on it which, to be honest, just led me to think about things like, imagine being the cornerback covering Caden Wallace. You look across the line of the scrimmage, and there's, you know, this huge guy over 300 pounds facing you, hoping he's not going to be blocking. But anyway, I did see a video on it, but not a lot of people are talking about it.
Well, I noticed it right away because it's why I can't remember if it was Strange or Theo Johnson that was nobody was covering him, because it was a unique formation in which, you know, he was the tight end, but Wallace was split out. That was a pretty big miss by Herb Street to not notice that and say that, because that was genius by Yurcich. You know, doing a really good job of getting the tight ends involved. I think he knows what he has in Jahan Dotson and Parker Washington. You know, it's crazy to me, Jim. Here we are, you know, in 2021, late September, I almost feel like Penn State's strength is their receivers and their secondary. I mean, did I wake up in Bizarro World this morning, Jim? Since when is Penn State's strength their receivers and their secondary? After all these years where we were like, oh my gosh, their receivers, oh no, their secondary. That's their strength, man. And it's going to have to be their strength. They need Dotson and Washington to keep making plays. And I'll include the tight ends in that. And they got guys on the secondary. They got pros. You know, all four of them might be, but for sure, Castro Fields, Joey Porter, and Brisker are NFL players, and they're making plays. Porter Jr. is making some plays. Castro Fields making some plays. Brisker makes a bunch of plays. It's just highly encouraging, because so many years it feels like Penn State hasn't had guys at those spots really making plays in those situations.
And as a fan, this is so much fun to watch. And like you said, it is. It's so much different. Let's talk about the defense while we got a couple seconds. I know you love the secondary. How about the front line, the defensive line, and the linebackers? Any thoughts there?
Yes. So I thought Brandon Smith played much better, which is a great sign. But they got run on a little bit too easily. And with some of the teams they need to play moving forward, they're going to have to correct that.
Would like to see that, definitely. All right, that is it for quarter number two. Make sure you stick around. Quarter number three is Ask Ross. This is where we take your questions for Ross, and he'll give you the answers. Stay tuned for that. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.